Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Our scripture lessons are as follows. Jeremiah 17, 13 to 14. Galatians 5, 16 to 24. Luke 17, 11 through 19. And the closing hymn 50. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, our Most High, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Keep we, beseech thee, O Lord, thy church, with thy perpetual mercy, and because of the frailty of man, without thee cannot fall, but keep us forever by thy Holy Spirit from all things that lead us to the profitable to our salvation. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah 17, verses 13 to 14. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise, so far. The Epistle, Galatians, chapter 5, 16 to 24. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, strife, seditions and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness and goodness and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. So far. This morning's Gospel, Luke 17, verses 1, or verses 1, 11 through 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and then fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, except this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made you whole. So far. Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, except this stranger. Those are the sad words of Jesus when, out of 10 lepers healed, only one returned to give thanks. Jesus was on his last journey to Jerusalem only a few months before his crucifixion. And when entering a certain village, he was met by 10 men who were lepers. And as we know, leprosy was a dreadful disease. It caused a gradual decay of the body while the afflicted continued to live. Lepers were excluded from worship, being considered unclean ceremonially and socially. They were forced to live apart from the rest of the people, finding shelter wherever they could, be it in the tombs or in the caves. And if someone came upon them unawares, they had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean!" Well, the disease was and still is incurable. Only a special miracle of God could bring about a cure. What we have here is one aspect of human misery. You see, leprosy is a type of sin in its destructive power and consequences, for what sin has made out of man and woman who were created in the image of God. Sin has infected both body and soul with its deadly poison, carrying with it sickness, pain, misery, death, corruption, and decay. Secondly, sin has rendered one morally and spiritually unclean, defiled us in the sight of God and his holy angels. Thirdly, we have become helpless and hopeless if left to ourselves, our own resources and devices. What would have become of us if God had not, in his infinite love and mercy, taken compassion on us and sent his Son into the world to be our Savior and our Redeemer? Helplessly and hopelessly, we would have passed the time of our life here on earth, within us a feeling of guilt, before us death, and a certain looking for a judgment and the wrath to come. And this is still our state and condition here on earth, that is, without faith in our Redeemer, who has come to seek and to save that which was lost. There met him 10 men that were lepers. Misery meets mercy, the almighty helper in every need. They must have heard of him and his mighty works of love and mercy. And they stood afar off. They dared not approach him, and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." And he did have mercy upon them. For even this purpose he had come to help and to save. He hears their cry for help and answers it. But he answers it in his own way, because each person is a specialty to him. He instructs them to go at once and show themselves to the priest. Well, this was a trial of their faith. For the 10 to obey was equivalent to trusting that Jesus could cure them. And as the 10 went, they were cleansed and was aware of their healing. Christ's invisible almighty power had brought a cure. And he is able to help, for he is God Almighty. He is rich in mercy and grace. As in this case, so he is at all times. From eternity he saw us lost in our sins. This constrained him to come down to earth, to assume our nature, to be able to redeem us with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering death from sin, death, and damnation. But how many do forget what the Lord has done for them? They forget to thank him. One of the 10 who had been miraculously healed of their leprosy, yes, only one returned to give thanks to Jesus. The others forgot both the benefit and the benefactor. What ingratitude. And note the painful words of Jesus. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? But how typical is this ungratitude of mankind in general? Did not Christ give himself a ransom for all? Still, the vast majority live without ever thinking of his tremendous sacrifice, of the blood alone, which alone is able to cleanse them from their sins, much less than thanking him for it. How many of those who were once baptized in his name, who at their confirmation, realizing that the Savior has done everything for them. Confess their faith into him and vow to remain faithful to him, but later forsook him because they love the world and its sinful pleasures. How great is the number of those who, passing through times of distress and anguish of body and soul, promise the Lord that from now on, if he would help them only this time, they would prove their thankfulness in word and deed, but failed to keep their promises. Are we like this leper? Have we come to the true knowledge of the condition we are in since Adam's fall, which has brought death into the world, and it's the cause of all of our sorrows? Do we realize the enormity of our sins in the eyes of God, so that they could be atoned for only by the blood of his only begotten Son? So many forget the cleansing of their sins, just as those nine forgot what Jesus had done for them. Their hearts are so engrossed with the things of this world, its pursuits and its pleasures. Let us learn from this one leper, of whom it is said, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word as becometh may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. That in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.